Good evening, everyone. This is Influence Unplugged. I'm your host, Lindsay Watson. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Miss Nellie Bestman. Nellie, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Lindsay.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited. I've known you for years, but really the Lehigh Valley, this is going to be their first time getting to know you, unless they're following you on social media. Which leads into tonight's theme. So Nellie is here as a creative force, and that she is. At Influence Unplugged, we get to highlight and honor African-American business and community leaders in the Lehigh Valley. Nellie is co-founder of Live Unique, which is a wellness platform, as well as healthy hairstyle and hair care salon. She has over 30 years of experience, is a licensed cosmetologist, and actually hails from New York City and has been in Lehigh Valley for just over a year. Nellie, we're so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So I've been a client of Live Unique since it started, and everyone who knows me knows I would take an entire day off once a month and travel to New York City just to have my hair done by you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So no one is more excited that y'all are in the Lehigh Valley than your girl right here. But for the sake of the audience, would you mind talking a little bit about Live Unique, who you all are and what you're doing and what brought you to the Lehigh Valley?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So Live Unique is, like you said it correct, it's beauty, is wellness. It's not just doing your hair. And it's not just a beautiful hairstyle, but it's taking care of your hair underneath the style, meaning that you have healthy hair, just period. So that when you take off your wig, your weave, or whatever style you're taking out, braids, that your natural hair that's growing out of your scalp is also, like, very, very healthy. And then we also focus on wellness, so healthy eating, healthy lifestyle, exercising, relationships, healthy relationships. Mm. And we're bringing all of that into like a whole beauty and wellness. So that's what Live Unique is, living uniquely for you, just wholesome living.
That's amazing. So what brought you to the Lehigh Valley, having been here just over a year now?
Well, to be honest, I got engaged, right? So my fiance, who is my business partner, is the one that actually introduced me to Lehigh Valley. But the reason why he suggested this area, as I was already looking to move, was because of the business aspect here. It's a great location for up-and-coming businesses. There's a lot of community. There's a lot of help. There's a lot of support. And so as I came here and I visited, I was very, like, moved and touched, and I said, like, this would be a great place for us to revamp and restart the business.
That's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about your business partner and your fiancé, right? Mm-hmm. We always make space for acknowledgement. You want to share a little bit about him?
Yeah, absolutely. We met actually in the Bronx, and we had a store front in the Bronx as well. I had the salon in Brooklyn, and I had to close it. Back in 2016, I closed the actual storefront, and then we met, and he was starting to teach me about how I should run the business in a professional manner. Mm. I'd always had the business, but ran it like a hairstylist and not like a business owner. Hence, that's why I had to close.
And there is a difference, isn't there, Nellie?
There's a big difference.
Mm, yeah.
I wasn't brought into my knowledge on how to run the business.
Yeah.
So I had the store and had to close the store. And when we met, he taught me all the tools that I needed to run an effective business, which is knowing your worth, mm-hmm. knowing who you are, how much you should charge, not just undercharging and not overworking and extending yourself, you know, people making appointments and having like a booking fee and things of that nature. So I learned all of those things, and it helped me to just get more of a business mindset.
Yeah.
Where I could just apply it, and I saw a change. Because the clients, when we changed prices and things like that, when I thought if I changed the price, I might lose my clients, they were actually like, we wish you have done that sooner, because we already know that you're worth it. And we were wondering why you were charging so low in the first place.
Wow. Now, and so you shared a lot of gems, and I want to just revisit. So your business partner being William Dimone Brown, mm-hmm. right? He's the CEO and co-founder of Live Unique. He's also my business partner, CEO and co-founder of Fia Now, and several other ventures. So we acknowledge him here. One of the things you said that you all worked together on was really changing your pricing. And a lot of times as entrepreneurs, there is a struggle because there's this fear, and you said it, that fear of what if. But you had clients who were saying, wow, it took long enough, right? You could have done this because we see your worth and value. How did you overcome that fear so that you were able to say, okay, yes, we're going to do this together as business partners, and I'm going to release this fear and go ahead and increase my prices because I know I'm worth more?
That was a huge one. And I will say I didn't overcome it overnight. Mm. We went back and forth because he did lay down, this is what it should be. And it took me a little while to like grab a hold of it because of the fear.
Yeah.
But I think I was tired of being stuck where I was. I know I needed to make a change.
Yeah.
And when he really helped me to understand my value and what I had to offer, I began to see that I was rare and what I had was not common. And people will always pay more for what's not common. But I didn't know who I was. And so therefore, I blended in with everyone else. So when we did change our prices, I was in a salon renting a chair after my salon closed.
Yeah.
And then I was charging more than the neighboring stylists around me. But I knew that what I had was worth it because I was actually taking care of people's hair and doing hair care and hair treatments to make their hair grow.
Yeah. And I love the story that you're telling, because there really is an evolution as entrepreneurs, as business owners. We have to evolve. And sometimes that means seeing the things that set us apart and deciding to just go for it and say, you know what, this is a little more valuable than the status quo. Why don't I just make an adjustment? Let's talk a little bit about evolution. New York City, the biggest and my favorite city, I'm biased, but biggest city on earth to the Lehigh Valley.
Right.
What was that like for you as a human being just to go from one community to another, very, very different styles of community?
It was a transformation for sure, because in the city, things kind of spread by word of mouth. It's a very busy city. You can literally come outside of your salon and just give out some flyers and you'll have people in your chair. Here yeah. is different. You literally, I've learned I had to go out to different events and actually meet people and actually market myself and let them know that I'm here. So it's like more of a stepping out that I had to do and learn how to socialize more, which is great because it's broken me out of just sitting in the salon. And it's, you know, it's a little bit more easy going here. It's quiet. But what I do love about here versus the city is that the community here is strong and people, they're here to help you. You can find help in New York City, but there's a lot of competition as well. And you also have to kind of make a sound to let people know that you're here. Whereas here, it's not that much competition, so you would be kind of spotlighted or easier. Yeah.
That's good to know. So the community here, it is very different. You can't really walk on the street and pass out flyers, right? You've got to get involved. Where are some of the places that you, as I still consider you a Lehigh Valley newbie to an extent, where are some of the places you've gone to connect and build your own personal community?
The Lehigh Valley Women's Summit, I went to that. There's a few events out here. I'm trying to remember the names of all of them. But they have like these socials. They had another social where it was a podcast of the Alcoa sisters. And they have a hair care line. And so it was an event that was talking about products and how to get your products out there.
Yeah.
So I went to that social. And any social that's out there where, you know, they had one where it was like at a winery. And it was people who are new in the Lehigh Valley area, and you can come out and just socialize. So that was sponsored by Link. And so they have these programs that will encourage you to come out so you can socialize and meet people and make connections. So when I came here, and you, Lindsay, always influenced me to go out and meet people by going on the Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And then seeing what events they have and then attending the events. So, you know, you've been a great help in terms of encouraging me to get out there.
Well, thank you. And it's an amazing story to hear how quickly you were able to get embedded into this community. So let's talk a little bit about social media. You mentioned Facebook. You are also a social media influencer, and that's a huge part of the Live Unique brand and what you're doing now. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your platform is and the messaging and how you're looking to inspire the people who visit your page?
one thing I know, for example, all of my followers, well, I don't want to say all of my followers. Some of my followers are from, you know, a long time ago. And then we have the new followers. But so one of the biggest things is encouragement. Encouraging to let them know that no matter where you are in your life, you can change. I was doing here for 30 years and I had to pivot the way how I was working in this industry.
Yeah.
And I did that on social media by making videos. My business partner and my fiance, he taught me to come from back behind the scenes and actually come on camera and talk.
Yeah.
And that helped me to let people see my personality. Even though I was a little bit shy or I didn't like it at first, I pushed myself to do it. And I know the older clients who saw me, it encouraged them because they knew how I was before and they saw the change.
Yeah.
And hopefully when they see the change in me, it will definitely inspire them to say, well, if she can do it after 30 years of doing what she was doing, then I can do it too. I can make that change. And for the new people that are watching, I just want them to know that they can be their best. So that that wellness is taking care of yourself, the healthy eating, healthy life. I want to show them by what I'm doing that this can be you too. And hopefully they'll see and hear my story and hear my heart and be inspired. So it's a lot of inspiration I hope they'll get from what I'm doing on social media.
That's amazing. Let's just make sure everyone knows where to go. Live Unique. We don't want anyone to misspell. So let's just, can you just phonetically spell it out?
Okay, so Live Unique is LiveYouNique.
Amazing. That's
Live Unique.
At Live Unique. Thank you so much for sharing this, Nellie. And one of the things we talk about behind the scenes, extrovert versus introvert, and how it can sometimes be tough to integrate into or find community. So as someone who is, I'll just say, partial introvert, right? And we've talked about this a lot. What are some tips that you could give people who are new to the Valley, who may not be as extroverted, to just get out of the house and just go to one thing or two things? What are some of the tips that you can give them that may help them to find their own community here?
I would definitely say you limit yourself when you stay in a box and you stay by yourself.
Mm.
You never know what's out there and how it's going to catapult you by meeting one person that could change the whole trajectory of your whole life.
Wow.
So you just takes one person for you to meet and everything can change. So, for example, when we met, you know, you introduced me to Sondergaard. So now, Tiffany Sondergaard, and so now she is like public relations and she's helping me with Live Unique and getting out there. And if I didn't get out there and go to events, you wouldn't be able to introduce me to her and I wouldn't know her.
Love it, love it, love it. Honestly, that could be the intro for tonight's segment. It just takes one shot, one chance. You meet one person and it can change the trajectory of your life. Thank you so much again, Nellie, for joining us. You shared a lot of good wisdom that I know we're going to be able to glean from. So nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, Lindsay.
So once again, this is Influence Unplugged. I'm your host, Lindsay Watson. Thanks so much for joining us. And we hope to connect with you again real soon.